A Necessary End, An Inspector Alan Banks Mystery by Peter Robinson. Narrated by James Langton. Copyright 1989 by Peter Robinson. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Peter Robinson and the Dominic Abel Literary Agency, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tanto Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. 1. The demonstrators huddled in the March drizzle outside Eastvale Community Center. Some of them held homemade placards aloft, but the anti-nuclear slogans had run in the rain like the red lettering at the beginning of horror movies. It was hard to make out exactly what they said anymore. By 8:30, everyone was thoroughly soaked and fed up. No television cameras recorded the scene, and not one reporter mingled with the crowd. Protests were passé, and the media were only interested in what was going on inside. Besides, it was cold, wet, and dark out there. Despite all the frustration, the demonstrators had been patient so far. Their wet hair lay plastered to their skulls, and water dribbled down their necks, but they still had held up their illegible placards and shifted from foot to foot for over an hour. Now, however, many of them were beginning to feel claustrophobic. North Market Street was narrow and only dimly lit by old-fashioned gas lamps. The protesters were hemmed in on all sides by police, who had edged so close that there was nowhere left to spread out. An extra line of police stood guard at the top of the steps by the heavy oak doors, and opposite the hall more officers blocked the snickets that led to the winding back streets and the open fields beyond Cardigan Drive. Finally, just to get breathing space, some people at the edges began pushing.